Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim on the topic of Sfilas HaOmer. This is the seventh Shir B'Siyata D'Shemaya we've already seen. Gevaldik and Aflos Mitoras Hashem Yisbarach B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivov. It's been amazing. Thank God. And now Anachnu Mitkadmim Yesh Od Harbeh Harbeh Mal Adaber Rabotai. The bevkinat ma'im she'en lehem sof. As anachnu achshav na'amid kama kushiyot be'perush shel Rav Perla al Rasag in Metasei Nun Aleph, which we referenced in the past. He is tameya b'divrei rishonim b'mitzvah zu. There's some rishonim who say there's only a mitzvah to count the weeks, like the Rasag. Says the mitzvah is to Reb Sajigon, the mitzvah is to count the weeks. Also in the Asharos Atah and Chalta, he writes Sviras HaOmer is only Shiva Shavuos. It's not clear who wrote these Asharos Atah and Chalta. You can Google it and see the various opinions that are presented by the scholars. On Kolpanim, in this, some people say he was Ben Darush al Rasag. So he writes Sviras HaOmer Shiva Shavuos, wherever the Behag and the Ri al Bergeloni and the Rashbag write that Sviras HaOmer Stam, that's the mitzvah. Bas Haris Reb Eliyahu HaZaken, we discussed that in a previous shiur where that's from, about the author. So he writes Svurim LaOmer Chamishim Kevatim. So he says that in his poetic way, that it's 50 days. It's the days. I was koveh 50. So it's Sviras HaYamim. But he says, Tisbru Chamishim Yamim. So we have that. Some say it's Shavuos. Some say it's Yamim. Some say Sviras HaOmer Stam. So Mazeh. It's a mitzvah to count the weeks. So the mitzvah to count the days. So why do some people say only weeks and some people say only days? And some people say stam, ma mitzvah po. So that's the Rav Yerucham Fisher Perle, who ma'arich letmoa b'zeh. And he brings from the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvahs at the beginning of Hilchos Tumidim Musafim, the Tzbor kol ish v'ish, shiv'a shavuot miyom hakravata omer. So that every person should count 7 weeks from the day of Hakravas HaOmer. So in the Divrei HaRambam, that's B'minyan HaMitzvahs Shebereish Hilchos Tumidim U'Musafim. And we know that the Rambam is various B'minyan HaMitzvahs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So he also has at the beginning of each section. So in the B'minyan HaMitzvahs Shebereish Hilchos Tumidim U'Musafim, the Rambam writes, L'spor kol ish v'ish shiva shavuos miyom HaKravas HaOmer. That everybody should count 7 weeks from the day of the Hakravas HaOmer. So he says only the minyan HaShavuos. So too there in Halacha Chof Beis, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Sase Lispar Sheva Shabbos Is Tumimais Miyoyim Havos HaOmer Shenema V'Safarta U'Mitzvah Limnos HaYomim. So we see the Iker Mitzvah Sase is minyan HaShavuos, because he says the Mitzvah Sase is Lispar Sheva Shabbos, is to count the weeks. And he also says the Mitzvah to count the days, we see the Iker is the weeks. That's the mitzvah essay. Just also a mitzvah to count the days. Ma in Yanka. Ma korepo. As a Rav Perla was a, as we discussed in a previous year, was a massive Talmud Chacham. He wrote, it's not really a perish, it's a chibur atzim bifnei atzmo on the Rasag, because the Rasag wrote Bekitzer Nimratz, these charuzim and poetic ways of being one of the mitzvahs, and the Rav Perla expands. He's a businessman, but a Gaon Olam, and eventually came to Eretz Yisrael. And he died in the previous century. Anyway, we discussed his history in a previous shir. So he explains, Rav Perla, that the Iker Chiyuv is, as it says in the Pasuk, on Shavuos. And from a drasha we learn that you also have to count the Yamim. That's what Rav Perla wants to say. And he says, for this reason, the Yamim aren't Ma'akev. And he brings the Lashon of the She'iltis, in Shilta Kuf Zayin, the Mechayvin Beis Yisrael, the Mimni Shvui Mishitzar Benison, Betzrichim Nami Lemimni Meolto, the Omer Abai Mitzvah Lemimni Yoima, or Mitzvah Lemimni Shvui. So the Shilta says that the Jewish people are obligated to count weeks from the 16th of Nisan, and they also have to count from the 'beginning of the night, Me'olta, and V'amar Rabbi, Mitzvah L'mimni Yomim, Mitzvah L'mimni Shvui, it's a mitzvah to count the days, a mitzvah to count the weeks. As Mevuar She'ikar HaMitzvah, we see from the She'iltis, is to count the weeks. Just Abai adds that we also have to count the days. But the Iker Mitzvah is to count the weeks. As we see from the She'iltis, that Mechayim Beis Yisrael L'mimni Shvui, V'tzrichim Nami L'mimni Yorta. So when Abai says a mitzvah to count the days and the weeks, it means the Iker is the weeks, as the Shiltis understands it, and also the days. V'chein hevi sham Rav Perla mitivrei ha-sefer mitzisakot na-smak, who writes, Lispor shiva shavuos, k'siv, etc. V'amu Rabbi Seinu, mitzvah l'mimni yoimei, harei she-bi'ikar ha-mitzvah lo katab ela sfiras ha-shavuos. So we're dealing with the Iker mitzvah. He only writes the Shavuos, he doesn't write the Yomim, the Spor Sheva Shavuot. We have Taima, Noktu Arasag, Ubala Toin Chalto, the Rambam, as HaMitzvah Al Shvui. So that's why the Rasag says the mitzvahs on the weeks. And the Baal HaTohen Chalto says the mitzvah is on the week. The Rambam says the mitzvah is on the weeks, because that's the Iker Mitzvah. The Iker Mitzvah is on the weeks. And the days is, you tack that on as well, but that's not the Iker. But Rav Perla is not pleased with this Yisod. Because we have a mitzvah in our Torah to count the days. Read the Pasuk. Pasuk says to count the days also. So mechi tesi, that you're going to tell me that there's only a mitzvah to count the weeks, that's the Iker mitzvah. Pasuk says in the Torah HaKadosha, Ad mimachos ha-shabbos ha-shvi'is tisperu chamishim yom. Doesn't that sound like you're counting the days of Aditas? So how can you say there's only a mitzvah to count the weeks? And we have in the Pasuk to count the days. Why is the Iker mitzvah the weeks? גם צריך להבין את עיקר הדבר, שמכיוון שסוף סוף we learn that, as the Rasag has it, as the Rav Perla has it, we learn from a drasha that you have to count the days as well. So how are you machalik? How are you machalik between the weeks and the days? You have to count both. Rav Perla says the weeks is pash, is mafurish in the pasuk. And the days you learn from a drasha. Okay, so you still learn the days. So how are you machalik between the two? Ve'ada Rabbo, Abaye first says mitzvah limni yayme. First Abaye says a mitzvah to count the days. Then he adds that it's a mitzvah to count the weeks. And Amemel says that since it's only zecher lemikdash, he counts days and not weeks. So it's mashma that the ikar is the yamin. And Memela, when he's doing Zechel and Mikdash, so he counts the Yomim. As lo muvan, lo muvan. Ma po ikar, ma po atafel. Lagid shehashavuot ikar, vehayamim tafel. Hare rohim et mehagmara lehefech. That the Iker is the Yomim, not the Shavuos. V'cheinu bedivrei Arif, b'sof psochim. הריף כותב, והראשונים שם בסוף פסוחים מדברים על ספיר הצוימר, הריף שם כותב, ומחייבי למימני יוימי דשיבה שבוס, מאורת דחמי שר, וכי היחי דמצווה למינס יוימי, Hachanami mitzvah l'mimnei shvui. D'omer Abaye. So he says that we have to count 7 weeks from the night, just like it's a mitzvah to count the days. It's also a mitzvah to count the weeks, as Abaye says. As kvar diyek harav perla, shemevuar medivrei ha-rif, sha'ad rabba, ikar ha-mitzvah wal ha-yamim. Just Abaye adds, shvuis as well. But the ikar mitzvah is on the yamim. V'chein mevuar yoter b'dvrei ha-rif v'ha-rosh, who opened up and said, "Demechayvin lemimnei yoyimei d'shiva shvuim me'orto." You have to count the days of the 7 weeks from night. V'chsivu svartem lechem imachos ha-shavus. And only afterwards, they bring Abaye, who says also mitzvah to count the weeks. So it's pashut that the ikar mitzvah is the days. Abaye just adds the weeks. And like we see, it's Zayir Meduik from Abaye himself. Abaye starts with days and then gets to weeks. As erzem mistader. Erzem mistader, Rabotai. אנחנו ב... הגענו לשוקת שבורה. הגענו לשוקת שבורה. מה העיקר פה? הימים, השבועות? אז לאור מה שלמדנו בשיעורים הקודמים, נראה לומר כך, ואנחנו, כן, על פי תורת מורינו ורבינו, מאור עינינו, לשמוע לזוכות אהבת נפש. הגויים לבדו את הצער. אז כיוון שבפסוקים נאמרה מצפס יוימי, what do we see? We saw the psukim. We have psukim in Parshas Emor and psukim in Parshas and a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. So in Parshas Emor, that's where it comes first. First comes Parshas Emor, and that's before it says Lahedya, that a mitzvah to count the weeks in Parshas Re'eh. Because when you learn Parshas Emor, you could think that the mitzvah is only to count the days. And only once you get, as we saw in the previous year, once you get the Parashas Re'eh there, it says explicitly to count the weeks. Because maybe the psukim and parashas, we saw this in the previous year, that the psukim and the parashas, psukim and parashas emor, are only telling you the days, and telling you to count the days. And when it says the weeks, what's the point of telling you the weeks? Why does it say in the pasuk that you should count? Utvartem lechem in machrotz haShabbos yom avicham tam reshev shavos tmimus tiyena. Now, it's not that you're counting the 7 weeks. You're counting mimachos haShabbos. There have to be 7 weeks because these 7 weeks make up shavuos. And then you're counting until the end of these 7 weeks. And then, Tisbru Chamishim Yom, you're counting the days. That's all you're counting. And then, V'kraft HaMincha Chadash Al Hashem. Ad, Od Kama Chadashim, from Parshas Emor till Parshas Re'eh. So then, you know, Parshas Emor is in around Iyar. And then Re'eh is in Elul, usually. So, you have a few months. B'kitzer, it says there, Shiva Shavuos Tisparlach. And so that's a gilui that you have to count the weeks. And Mimela and Emor, it also means to count the weeks. So that's how we explained Pshat, that the Gemara brings this is the Makar and the Rama brings the Psukim and Emor. Because this is Megala and the Psukim and Emor. That's what we saw in the previous shir. Gemara brings from the Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. The Ram in one place brings from the Pasuk in Parashas Emor, another place Parashas Re'eh. And we explained was that in Parashas, when he brings the Pasuk in Parashas Emor, that's after the Gilui of Parashas Re'eh. That's what the Pasuk in Parashas Emor means, as we explained. So, back here, so we have Parashas Emor before you have Parashas Re'eh, of course. And therefore, נאמר בדברי הבייס, אז יש מצוות ימים בפרשת אמור. Before we have explicitly put the weeks in Parashas Re'eh. So therefore Abaye says in the Rif, the Rush, that not only do you have to count the Chiddush, not only do you have to count the days, like it says when the first mitzvah is first given in Emor, but you also have to count the weeks. And then in Zechel and Mikdash, a Memor goes after what we see in the Psukim to do in the Mikdash. Therefore, you have a Zechel and Mikdash. So since in the Psukim, first come the days and then come the weeks, therefore you count the days and not the weeks. אבל כנתבאר בדעת הרמב״ם בבוסר הקרא דה פרשת ראה after we have the פסוק in פרשת ראה from where Abai was מחדש his din of the minion of שבועיס אז נאמר לפי זה in פרשת אמור that the יסוד of the din is minion of שבועיס and now there's a פרט במניונם that this minion should be with the ימים like that's we explain the gather of the mitzvah according to the רמב״ם in these שיעורים. We've been showing how the Rambam holds together the mitzvah is to count the weeks, which create Chag HaShavuos, and then the days that comprise those weeks. Those 7 weeks are comprised of 50 days. You count the days of those, or 49 days. You count the days of those weeks. But the Ikar mitzvah is to count the weeks and the days that comprise it. But the Ikar is the weeks. V'lechenu ma shekoteva Rambam, balecha chaf bet, and the shultus and the smack, that the yisod of the mitzvah is the Shavuos, because that's really the Ikar mitzvah. And they just add on the days. So again, when the Rishonim first bring days, that's because that's where it all starts. That's what's said in Parashas Emor. And in Parashas Emor, it also says Shavuos, but it starts with the Yamim. Because, because we have in the Pasuk in Parashas, Emor explicitly, it's talking about the Mikdash, and in the Mikdash it says, "Ad mimacha." It says that. So here we're in the Mikdash, right? So in the Mikdash it says that to count the 50 days. We're not sure about the weeks yet. It says in the Mikdash the 50 days. So Memela, when you want to talk about Zecher LeMikdash, do the days. That's why Abai says to do the days, because when it says explicitly days, in other words, understanding. That this pasuk is clearly talking about days and weeks we're not sure about yet until we get to Re'eh. So since here it's talking about days, and it says that in the context of the Mikdash, so therefore our Memar says that you're going to count the days, Zechel and Mikdash, and not the weeks. And also those Rishonim who say that the Ikar is the days, because here it starts, they start off with the days, because here the Ikar is the days, right? That's clear. And that's why the Rishonim have to tell us not only the days, even the weeks. Right? That's we saw the Rif and the Rush. That Demchayvin the Mimne Yoyimid the Shiva Shvumi Arta. You have to count the days, and only afterwards they bring the weeks, because first you have the days. That's Parshas Emor, and only the weeks is on the Gilu is only in Parshas Re'eh. So that explains a Memar. And that explains why the Rishonim bring that first. And that's why it's Memor Zechel HaMikdash. However, like we saw Pshat in the Rambam, really, ultimately, the Tzoif Dover, the Sikum HaDvarim, is that the Ikar is the weeks. That you have to count the weeks and the days that comprise those weeks. And therefore, the Rambam writes in the Yad that the Ikar Mitzvah is the weeks, is the Shavuos. That's where the Rambam writes is the Ikar Mitzvah. Also, it's to count the days, but the Ikar is the weeks. And also in the smack. So that's the Gedar HaMitzvah, to count the weeks. And the Mimnei Yom is the Prat in the weeks. And that's also the Lashon of the Rif and the Rosh. The Mechayim and the Mimnei Yom and the Shiva Shu. You have to count the days of the 7 weeks. That's Mamish Gevaldik, like we're saying. The days that comprise the 7 weeks. So they're Meramis to us, that the Maskan, and then afterwards they get to the weeks. You have to count the weeks. The Meram is that the Maskana, you're counting the days of the weeks, like we said, Bishitas HaRambam. And that's why the Rasag and Atta and Chalter only write Shavuos. Because Shehareim Kedarkam is Sefer HaMitzvah D2, they don't write the Pirtei HaMitzvah. In one or two words, they write the Yesod HaMitzvah. And the Yesod, it's so lumdish, these Minyan HaMitzvahs. That's why we're Zerichet to have a lot of Shiurim and Minyan HaMitzvahs. Because it's so gewaldig to be able to define the Mitzvah. Precisely, see what is a mitzvah, what's not a mitzvah, what is counted, what's not counted. Akoponim, so the Baal HaTorah and Chalta, whoever that was, and the Rasag, so they only write Shavuos because they with Darko Sefer HaMitzvahs, They only write Pirtei HaMitzvah. And in one or two words, they write the Yesod of the Mitzvah, the Yesod of the Mitzvah's Shuas. Just B'das Rav Liyahu HaZaken, Kanal B'divrei HaYitochen, K'divrei HaBaal HaMaor V'Haran, that we saw in a previous year. That the Iker Mitzvah Ein Al Mitzius HaYomim, El Al Yom Shemin HaOmer V'Hola, Uvizei Yikar HaMitzvah Al Yomim Yishiyesh Na Minyan B'chol Yom V'Yom, El Shenosaf B'Zeh Din Minyan B'Gedel Zeh, Gam Al HaKibud Shel Zayin Yom Shom Minyan D'Shvui. Kevin Shekanal, that the Dalka Minyan and Limnos Rakis Iker Vitamsis and Mitzvah, the Chenokat Rakis Minyan Ayomim. As we saw in a previous shir, that the opinion of the Baal HaMaor and the Ran is that you're counting the Yomim, and you only count the Shavuos at the end of the, at the end of the week, when the week is completed. Because they hold that you're only counting the time that passed from the Omer. So it has to be a significant unit of time. When a certain time passes, when a unit of time passes, you have to count. So when it comes to the Yamim, so every day you have to count, right? The minyan of Yamim, every day is a significant unit of time. When it comes to the Shavuos, you're only counting the Shavuos. And that's the unit of time. The Ran says that only in the Chumah you count the Shavuos every day. But you're counting every significant unit of time. So the Yamim is going to be every day. And the Shavuos is going to be at the end of the week. So Rabbi Eliyahu HaZaken only writes the Yamim because he's writing the Iker Tamsis HaMitzvah. So the Iker Tamsis HaMitzvah is to count this unit of time. So when he mentions the days, he only mentions the days because that's the unit of time, the basic unit of time that you're counting. You're counting every day. And that's enough for him. So now everything works out. Those who say Shavuos, it's because that's really the Iker. And those who say Yamim, it's like Rabbi Eliyahu HaZaken, and it's because that's the basic unit of time that you're counting, like we saw in the Rif and the Baal HaMaor. And even if there is a mitzvah on the days, but that's only like we saw in the Rambam, subordinate to the weeks. You're counting the days that comprise the weeks. And therefore you see in the Rambam, it's Meduik in the Rambam, that the Iker Mitzvah is the weeks. So when those who say it's only weeks, like the Rasag and the Baal HaTanchah, doesn't mean there are no mitzvah on the days. But they're only writing the Iker Yesod HaMitzvah, the Iker Yesod HaMitzvah is the weeks. And with this, we could be Miyashiv, a stilas in the Rambam, that Rav Perla pointed out, in the minyan amitzis hakotzar shibereich hayarech hazoka, in mitzis esei kuf samach aleph, the Rambam writes, lisbor miktsira so'im. Again, the Rambam has numerous minyanim, so he also has a minyan of kitzar hamitzvahs, the beginning of the yad. So he writes, lisbor miktsira so'im mem tes yayim, shenemar svaratim lechem yimachros ha-shabbos. So to count from the cutting of the Omer 49 days. To count from the cutting of the Omer 49 days. Usfaratan lechem yimachros ha-shabbos. So here he says it's tali b'minyan hayamim. But it's not like he writes at the beginning of Hilchos Tamidim Musafim. And it's not like he writes there in Halacha Chof Beis. So it's a stira. Is it weeks or is it here he just writes days? And then other places, Ram is Mashmi, the Iker is the weeks. So which one is it? Bereish Tamidim Musaf, and the Rambam writes, Lisbor Kalish Vishiva Shavuos. Yamak Rabbasarma, there only writes Shavuos. And also in Alach of Beis, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Lisbor Sheva Shavuos, Sheva Shavuos, Tamimos, Miyam Sevas, Hoimer. And then he also writes, and also Mitzvah Mitzvah Yamim. So in the minyan, say for a kotzer lefnei hayad, the Rambam there says yamin, but before the halachas of tamidim u'misafim, the beginning of hilchos tamidim u'misafim, the Rambam writes the mitzvahs the shavuos, and in hilchos tamidim u'misafim, there in halacha beis the Rambam writes the ikar is the shavuos. So to steer in the Rambam, is the ikar the yamim or the shavuos? So Rav Perel is doichek himself to say the Rambam Pasha changed his mind. But Rambam changed his mind from there to there. So maybe, but not so likely. It's much better to say that he didn't change his mind. And so maybe it's as follows that the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Zikrusai Machalaf, also opens up that it's a mitzvah to count 49 days. And then afterwards he says, Chayom Limnos Yom Yom Shavua Shavua. And he brings the Pesukim in Parashat Samor and Parashat Re'eh. The Rambam also writes, Pem Shech Dvarav Shechayim Lisbar Yimosa Omer Yom Shavua Shavua. So he's makdim sfiras yom and sfiras shui. So it's also not makdim. It's also not matim to his ikar shita. Shita is as we saw that the shavuos are the ikar. How come he's makdim the yomim? So the answer is that when you look at the pesukim explicitly, so first come the days and then come the weeks, because only in emor we have explicitly the days, and the weeks we're not so clear about. It's only in re'eh that re'eh is megala to us that you have to count the weeks, and if we go back to emor and we say also there it means weeks. So therefore. But the Lahedia, we first have days. So say for our mitzvahs, the Rambam isn't getting into the definition that we said the Iker is in the Shavuos. The Rambam is talking about the Tzibwe mitzvah b'tayr b'mitzvahs esei shebedavar. So since they were makdim, the Torah was makdim, the Yamim, to the explicit commandment about Shavuos, the Rambam was also makdim, the Yamim, to the Shavuos. That's why in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam is makdim, the Yamim, the Shavuos. That's what the Torah did. So the Rambam's following the model of the Torah. Yom Yom to Shavua Shavua. And that's also a minyan mitzvah kotzer. So, since it's kotzer, Uloi v'yelis at tzivui arishin sheishal mitzvah zu. The first tzivui, what's the first tzivui? Yomim. And only in his halachas and the mitzvahs, he was makdim l'chus tmidim musafim. There the Rambam would makdim the pirtei dinim. The Rambam writes, Ubiur mitzvahs elu b'prokim elu. The Rambam is coming to tell us Hadvarim bebiuram, not only as they're written. We discussed this at length in our Shiurim to Hilchos Mamrim, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam is not just coming to tell us now the mitzvahs as they are written. The Rambam is coming to detail, to go into the detail, to explain what they're all about. So here in the Hakdama to Hilchos Tamidim Musafim and Hilchos Tamidim Musafim itself, the Rambam was already talking about Gidrei HaMitzvah, in other words, the Biur HaMitzvah, the explanation of the mitzvah. And the explanation is that Shavuos comes first. There's no steer at all. There's no steer at all. When the Rambam wasn't getting and going into detail, the Rambam just goes, Lefi Seder HaTorah, Lefi Seder HaTorah, first come the Yamim. The Rambam first mentions the Yamim, only then the Shavuos. The Rambam only mentions the Yamim, like in the Minyan HaKotzer Lefnei, in the Minyan HaKotzer of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. But when it comes to, when in other words, in the minyan mitzvah kasser shibereishi achazaka, there he says the days, because that's the kids. Rambam's not going to deal with. Torah says days first. The Rambam says days first. When the Rambam wants to be mevar geder hamitzvah, i.e., when he goes into the details, in other words, in the yad, so in the hakdama to the yad to me to himself and to me to himself itself, so the Rambam says shavuos, because the Rambam is telling us that the ikar is the shavuos. That's the Geder HaMitzvah, that you're counting the weeks and only the days that comprise the weeks. So therefore the Rambam says, Litzbor Kol Ish V'Shiva Shavuos. There he only mentions the Shavuos. And then in the Halachas, the Rambam says, the Iker is the Shavuos. And there's also a Mitzvah V'Yamim. So it's no steer at all, but Divrei Rambam, and we don't have to say that the Rambam changed his mind. Baruch Hashem. All right, Rabbi Yisai, Yesh Lanu Od Derech Lefaneinu Baruch Hashem. יש לנו עוד הרבה שמחת תורה לסמוך יחד איתכם. אז אנא למען השם, הישארו עמנו, ונראה עוד נפלאות. אני מקווה שנהניתם. אני מקווה ששמיעת השיעור, ההזנה לשיעור, סבל לכם הנאה ועונג, כמו שמסירות השיעור הייתה בשבילי מקור להנאה ולעונג. ובעזרת השם, יש לנו בשיעור הבא לדון במה שכותב בספר בית הלוי, מה קורה אם אדם מחסיר יום אחד, ועוד עניינים בעזרת השם יש לנו לראות ולהעמיק. תודה רבה שהזנתם, ובעזרת השם נמשיך. שלום שלום.